Welcome to Big Broadway Energy, the podcast with your host, Stephen Reardon. That's me. Thanks for being here, podcast listener. That is you. Okay, I don't know about you, but I am here for December. This year has been quite a journey, to say the least. Lots of ups and downs for all of us, I think. But one of the ups has been the amount of truly exceptional theater that we've seen this year in St. Pete. I've been so lucky to have so many incredible artists here who have wanted to come on Big Broadway Energy and plug their show. And the show has been on the scene for a little over a year now. And I'm just so thankful to Radio St. Pete and all of us in our community who have reached out and wanted to be part of the arts discussion here at BBE. So now that we are at the end of the year, our favorite theaters are going to start producing holiday-themed shows, right? And one of my favorite new theaters is doing just that. Today, we are going to chat with two artists who are bringing one such show to downtown St. Pete. Please welcome my friend Dylan Barlow and my new friend Elena Rahim to Big Broadway Energy. Welcome, friends. You two are directing and starring in the hilarious one-woman show entitled Who's Holiday at the Off Central. And if that name sounds familiar to you, the Off Central did do this show last year, and it's back by popular demand. So I'm so glad they're bringing it back for people that want to check it out again. Here's the tagline, and I love it. One woman, one bottle, one very merry meltdown. Does that sound like anybody else's holidays? Elena, tell us a little bit about the Who's Holiday.
Well, first of all, there's more than one bottle.
Oh, fantastic. I'm here for it.
Cindy Lou Who is all grown up, and she has lived a life. It's been so much fun to get to fill her shoes and see a different side of the holiday, you know, classic that we all grew up knowing and loving.
That's so true. So this is the source material, of course, is Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And Cindy Lou Who, if you are unaware of who she is, shame on you. But she is the little girl that the Grinch wakes up while he's stealing everyone's Christmas. And now little Cindy Lou Who's all grown up. She's going to tell us what's been going on in her life.
She gets to share her side of the story from all the events that happened after we last saw her during How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
And it's been a few years, right?
Oh, yes. It's been, like 30 years, depending on which version that you're drawing from.
I love it. Dylan, you're directing the show. Tell us a little bit about what you love about the play.
Yeah, so I am already like a massive Grinch fan. Like the Ron Howard, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes.
Is my MO. And so we're kind of living from that world. What I love about the show is everything you know about Cindy Lou Who from the film or from the book is she's this sweet, lovable, innocent, obviously, child.
With big eyes.
A wonderful future laid out right in front of her. And this show turns it on a dime, and it really hasn't gone the way that maybe any of us would hope our lives would pan out. And so it's just a lovely look at how, you know, what you know of Cindy Lou Who is in the past. The Cindy Lou Who now is ready to play.
Is really ready to play. It's so cool that the concept is such a funny concept. I wonder if the writer had to like get permission from Dr. Seuss. Do you know if he did?
I have no idea, but I would imagine so. I mean, I know in the back of the play, they have like some of the musical rights, and
yeah.
I can only imagine. I mean,
there was actually a whole lawsuit. I don't know how deep we want to get into it, but there was some legal proceedings.
Wow, that's so crazy. I always think about that when you see a play that's from a point of view of like a literary character, you're like, I wonder how far they had to go back to like make sure it was okay to talk about it.
To prove that it was indeed parody and therefore
that's
allowed.
Right. That's right. And it truly is a parody. You know, it's one of those things that if you remember the story of How the Grinch Stole Christmas and you remember the innocence of the Who's and the Christmas morning and it also happily ever after. And then, you know, the story ends and everybody comes back to their real life. And the real life is not as easy as Dr. Seuss books, I imagine.
Exactly. You know, you love it when you're a kid in a Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Now you're an adult and you're grown and you got bills to pay and mouths to feed.
That's exactly right.
Nothing in this world is free.
I love it. Now, this is a one-person show, and I want to reiterate the challenge of a one-person show. I love them, to be honest. I really enjoy a one-person show. But they're so hard. They're hard from every aspect. They're hard because the line load is crazy. They're hard because you're the only person on stage for the amount of time that you have to be there. And I have just so much respect for anybody that takes it on because it's such a hard thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that I think Elena's been doing really, really well, which is just living comfortably in the space and on stage and trusting that just being up there, you're holding space.
Yeah.
These moments of silence, these beats, the engagement. I mean, the whole show essentially is broken fourth wall, speaking directly to the audience. We get the audience to participate in moments of the show. We try to give them some drinks, try to give them some food.
I love it.
But in that space, I think it works really well at the Off Central because it's a really intimate space. And so you can really fill that stage with a single presence.
It's so true. And Dylan, you've worked on a one-person show at the Off Central before. I didn't get to see you in the show, but I love the play. The play is called Every Brilliant Thing. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
So that was a project that I worked on with Anthony Gervais. He directed me, and we did it originally at Studio at 620, and then Off Central was interested in it, and we were able to successfully bring it over there in the fall. So being able to do it twice in two different spaces, you really do get a feel for how much you need to adapt to the environment that you're in. But similarly, the Off Central is just such a wonderful space for such intimate storytelling, which I think at the end of the day, that's all we're trying to do, right? Is tell stories and share those stories with the audience.
And really connect to the 43 people that are watching you, right? That's what's cool about the Off Central is this idea of like, theater doesn't have to be thousands of people. Theater is wherever it is, right? And it's one person or 1,000 people watching it. The experience is sharing the experience itself, which I think is so cool. Did you know that? Daniel Radcliffe is bringing it back to Broadway.
Every Brilliant Thing.
Yeah, next season. Oh. So check it out. Speaking of one-person shows, Elena, what is your favorite thing about working this hard as an actor? And then maybe your least favorite thing. Like, what's the biggest challenge for you?
Gosh, in a one-person show. Well, I try to not look at it even really as a one-person show as much as I can because so much of it does involve the audience. I mean, they really are the other character in this. We are bringing them into my living room. We are having a conversation amongst friends. So I'm working really hard to every time I go down that rabbit hole of like, oh my God, it's just me and I'm up here all alone and what happens if? No. No, the audience is there. They're my friends. And that's really the whole perspective of Cindy Lou Who. She really, really wants friends. And it's been so much fun, as Dylan mentioned, being able to grow as a performer in feeling like I have the space to take up space.
Yeah.
It's been extremely empowering for me. I love performing, and I love performing with other talented people. And it's so much fun to share the stage. So it's definitely been an adjustment to having me be the only one on stage, and my inclination at first has been to rush through that, right?
Sure, yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
100%.
But really sitting in it and understanding that this is my living room, right? Mm. The audience, they are my friends. So really just taking that time. It's been a fun challenge from start to finish, from learning all of the lines to delving into this character's psychology.
Mm.
Cindy Lou Who is not the girl of her youth. She has had quite a life, and she's experienced many things that we as actors haven't ourselves experienced necessarily, but finding within my own self as Elena those experiences that I can relate to tap into what Cindy has gone through has been a challenge as well. And it's been so fulfilling to get to think about what Cindy has experienced and how she has kind of come out the other side and remained so hopeful and optimistic, because at the end of the day, like, you know, without spoiling anything, her life did not go the way that, of course, we maybe hoped it would, but she retains that sense of hope and optimism and faith that I think is really powerful.
And oh, I love that.
I know that a lot of people will see this and resonate with that.
Oh, I think so too. And I love that it gives us a glimpse into a fictional two-dimensional character that we know from literature completely humanizes her, right? Like, I just think that's such a cool idea. And it kind of reminds me, I don't know if you know David Sedaris, who is an amazing humorist, but he wrote a story called The Santaland Diaries. He made it a one-man show all about his life as an elf at Macy's department store when he was younger. Have you read this?
No, but that's awesome.
I would suggest picking it up because it is so funny. It's so funny, but he uses the audience so much. And I remember thinking to myself, if I ever get to play that, I'm just going to make it so interactive where it's like you said, the audience does become the other actor. So you feel less like it's your responsibility, right? I did stand-up comedy for like 5 minutes, and it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And I got to like 10 minutes, which is a lot for stand-up, and I was rushing through it so fast because I was like, I got to get the hell out of here. Like, I don't want to be responsible for everything that happens, right? I mean, that's kind of what it feels like when you're on stage by yourself, I imagine. Okay, so the two of you as an artist duo, I love, because Elena, I just met you on stage a couple of shows ago. You have a tendency to play these very drastic sort of characters. Is that something that you seek out, or is that something that you just feel like is in your wheelhouse?
Ooh, I love playing characters who are larger than life and over the top. I am naturally a really big and bubbly person. So I do tend to gravitate toward characters who are much more heightened.
Yeah.
One of the really powerful and fun challenges in this script has been differentiating between those heightened moments where it's really animated and excited and we're, you know, this cartoon character telling a children's story versus very natural conversational tones where I'm a woman who's hanging out with my friends. Chill, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
That's been more challenging for me as an actor because I do tend to gravitate towards those bigger roles.
Sure.
I love them. I love comedy. I love, one of my favorite roles recently has been playing Sylvia at the Early Bird Dinner Theater, and everybody was like, oh, it must be so hard to play a dog. And I was like, this is the easiest role probably ever played because it was just so natural for me.
Sort of that like lovely positive energy that sometimes a family dog brings to the table. Like, yeah, like your tail's always wagging.
Yes.
I didn't get to see Sylvia, but I do love that play, and I could totally see you as Sylvia. I'm sure it was a lot of fun for you.
It was so much fun, and I was actually just nominated by Broadway World Tampa for Best Performer to Play.
Amazing. Well deserved.
Thanks.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we thought we had lost Dylan a few months back to another city. But he decided that St. Pete needed him, the theater company needed him, and he came back, which to me is a holiday miracle.
It really is a holiday miracle, my good friend. Yes, I was due to go back to Chicago. Some things in life changed.
As they do.
St. Pete was calling for me, and the community just engulfed me in love. And so being able to get right back in with Off Central, I've been fortunate to do some fight direction with them in the last couple of shows this season. And then to be able to add, I really think that Alan Monye is doing a phenomenal job right now, the new managing director over at Off Central. And so for us to be a part of what I believe has already been a very strong season of theater under his first year, you know, we're just grateful to have another show to add to that list. And hopefully you will also find whose holiday to be, you know, of equal par to
yeah,
the season that's come before and what will continue on afterwards, which you're...
Yeah, I'm finally joining the Off Central family. I'm so excited. Yeah, in March, I'll be doing the Drawer Boy. So come check that out, too. All right. So Dylan has been a guest on the show before. We've talked a lot about his experience in St. Pete. But Elena, you're sort of new to the St. Pete scene, but you were raised somewhere else, but you came to St. Pete. Did you find that the community, especially the theater community, has been as open as I feel like it is? Because I'd love to hear from people that maybe have come in the last few years, because when I was growing up, the theater, you know, we had American Stage and that was it. Like, there was nothing else to do, and now there's just so much. How do you feel about being part of this community?
Amazing. I feel like there is so much opportunity here. It's truly incredible. I have always loved theater. Ever since I was a little kid, I started taking, you know, of course, improv classes and scene study when I was maybe 5 or 6. And I grew up in South Florida on the East Coast, moved here in 2018, and immediately fell in with the community theater scene, which is also excellent on both sides of the bridge.
Sure.
And then in 2021, I started to dip my toe into the more professional, semi-professional theater scene, and I have found so much opportunity. You don't need to be an equity actor, and it's just incredibly welcoming. You know, there are, of course, hurdles you gotta jump over to get involved.
Like anything,
as
right?
As with anything, but it's been a snowball, sort of, if we're thinking about Cindy Lou Who on top of Mount Crumpet, which is where she lives now, by the way. You know, I just picture this like snowball sort of rolling down the mountain, and it feels like that has been my experience with my acting career here. It started like this, but now it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger and brighter, and I've been meeting so many people, and it's been wonderful.
Love that, Sark Karen, 1711. Oh boy. See, the professionalism never ends here at Radio St. Pete. Okay, that was great. It's true. It's true.
With the radio scene. You know?
So I want to remind everybody that this amazing production that's really going to be funny, it is coming from a children's story, but it is really an adults only or mature audiences only experience. Is that right?
Mm. Yes.
I would strongly agree with that. There's a fair amount of self-medicating in the show that would be for the eyes and ears of the adult.
Yeah, especially if she lives on Mount Crumpet. Wait, is she in the Grinch's old house?
Not quite. She's in a trailer park home parked off of Mount Crumpet.
Oh my gosh. All right. So if we haven't already piqued your interest, then you're not listening. It's one of those nights too where, you know, I love that the theaters here in St. Pete and Tampa Bay are not constantly doing long, drawn out things where, like, you have to have a babysitter for 5 hours to enjoy dinner and a show. Like, this is an hour in and out, yeah?
Yes.
Which is so great. Go see the show. Go grab a bite at the Grand Central, which is like the newest, hottest district downtown St. Pete. Like, you're going to have a great date night. It's the holidays. Surprise your loved one with a ticket to the theater and surprise yourself with how much theater is actually quite different than what you think it's going to be, especially at the Off Central. These shows are like so, I don't know, they're, in addition to them being sort of intimate because of the space, they just are very powerful in that space.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Because, you know, you're really like thrown on there with the performers. Elena mentioned the audience is really the other scene partner. I think even in shows that don't break the fourth wall necessarily like we do, that space just lends itself to like really listen and laugh and feel the emotions and the roller coaster with everybody else that's there.
Yeah.
Really tied in together.
I love that. So last question before I let you go, I ask all my guests because it's important to remind ourselves every day, especially right now. What does art mean to you? Elena, why don't you go first? Not to put you on the spot.
I would love to go first. I was thinking a lot about this because I have listened to your podcast.
She's lying.
Homework. I get it.
I had thought of so many different responses because art means so many different things to me. And what I really boiled it down to, for me personally, because I'm sure you've had all the answers, right? All the textbook answers. For me, it's a feeling, and it feels like magic. Mm. And I just love that feeling of motivation that art gives me. I love the feeling of waking up in the morning so excited because I get to come on this podcast today, or I have rehearsal tonight and it's 5 hours long. Like, it makes me so happy because it is what fills my cup. I love the feeling of going home, being so energized and filled with adrenaline from the rush of a great rehearsal or an awesome show, and not being able to sleep because you're just so lit up inside. Or I also write. I'm also a playwright, and I love the feeling that art gives me where I just can't even go to sleep because I have to write down this next idea. And oh my gosh, it makes me think of this. And then before you know it, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 a.m. and the whole night has gone by and I've just written the night away. So for me, art is that drive, that fourth gear, that motivation that lights me up inside and gives me the spark to sparkle on stage.
My God, you are Cindy Lou Who.
Yes,
amazing. I love that answer. Dylan, what about you? Do you have any new answers?
How I'm feeling today about art is it's really about play. It's really about imagination, and whether it's visual art or performing arts, I mean, there's just so many different forms of art. Storytelling, like architecture. It should fill you up with enjoyment because you just get to play and break up the routine with imagination. It just keeps the soul and the mind youthful and looking for the exploration. Everywhere you look, you can find a sandbox and build castles.
Oh, that's so awesome. You two are the best. Performance dates for Who's Holiday, December 11th through December 21st, Thursdays through Sundays. And there's a pay-per-view. I love that the Off Central Pay What You Can performance on Wednesday, December 17th. And that performance is often very, very well sold. And before we started recording today, Dylan was very pleasantly surprised and excited to tell me that half the tickets have already been reserved for this whole run. So if you're interested in checking out the show, please, please go ahead ahead and get your tickets as soon as you can. The Off Central Players is in the heart of the Grand Central District, and you can visit theoffcentral.com for more information on tickets and times and all that good stuff. Dylan, Elena, it's so nice to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you,
Stephen. So happy to be here again, Stephen Reardon.
Oh my gosh, Dylan Barlow, my best friend. And happy holidays to you guys. And thank you, dear listener, for joining us on Big Broadway Energy. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, email me, will ya? Big Broadway Energy, all one word, at gmail.com. Until next time, friends, be kind, be curious, keep creating. Bye, everybody.